I think over the history of the last 64 DPI NGO conferences, the theme was a joint discussion between the NGOs, what they thought was timely, what they thought was a priority for that year, and DPI. In our joint discussion over the last year, we all agreed that this is an opportunity as the world, member states, the United Nations itself, Secretary General, and his team are looking and engaged and involved in developing and formulating the post-2015 development agenda. This meeting of civil society presents an opportunity for their contribution on what could be and should be, from their point of view, included in the post-2015 development agenda.
Could you please share with us some of the characteristics of this agenda in terms of human rights, women empowerment, and climate change that you just mentioned?
It is still work in progress. Months ago, the NGOs that started working with us on this, there's a planning committee. It's co-chaired by a colleague from DPI and a representative from the NGO community, Jeff Huffines from the NGOs, Jeff Prez from DPI. And there is work that continues until this day, will continue intensively over the next 3 days in formulating and finalizing the outcome document of the conference. Of course, it is within the framework of post-2015 development agenda. That includes climate change, that includes a rights perspective, it includes inclusion, includes other aspects that we will probably see in the overall post-2015 that's already been also in the synthesis report, or hopefully it will be in the synthesis report that is coming out. So it's diverse, but the overall overarching title is the post-2015 development agenda. What it includes: sustainability, environment. How do we ensure that the work that started with the Millennium Development Goals also continues? Millennium Development Goals, the target year is next year. Only last week, the Secretary General marked the 500-day countdown towards the MDGs. It's unfinished business. Most of it will be achieved, but that is not achieved, how do we ensure that we completely eradicate poverty by 2030? How do we ensure that the environment sustainability is turned from a slogan into a reality so that future generations continue to also enjoy the same things that we enjoy today?
During those 3 days, will discussion be taken about maybe measures to monitor those actions, how to monitor them, and how to make sure that those measures will be implemented?
I think there are many, many ideas that, you know, usually in civil society, they are less restricted and constrained in their discussions than member states. And their aspiration levels, hopefully, and usually are higher. And that is going to be an interesting outcome to see how the discussions are taking place. Like the first time last conference in Bonn, we included government representative discussants in some of the workshops, some of the roundtables. And we are actually also doing that this year. So the conference also offers the opportunity for civil society to interact with representatives of the permanent missions so that they also get to see how things are viewed from the member state representatives. And member states can also see how things are viewed from a civil society perspective. It's going to be overarching. It's going to be ambitious. I hope it will be ambitious. But of course, it shouldn't end there, because it's about a continuous dialogue. It's about long-term objectives and how do we mobilize civil society across the globe, south, north, east, and west, to help us achieve those goals.
You spoke about ambitious outcome, ambitious document. What's the role of the United Nations in pushing towards being more ambitious and to help those civil society to achieve those ambitious goals?
I think we just look back at the MDG experience, the Millennium Development Goals. One looks back when they were adopted, the Millennium Declaration in 2000, and then Millennium Development Goals as they were identified as objectives, then targets, and how do you measure those as work progressed. Every year, the UN produces the MDG report in July, looking back at the previous year, where we are, where we have moved forward. As Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has often said, the MDGs have proven to be the most successful campaign to reduce poverty in human history. And I think maybe somebody going back to the year 2000 will have said, that's very ambitious to reduce poverty by half, but actually humanity has done it. It hasn't been even. Reduction of poverty on the global level met the target indeed, but you will see that there are discrepancies, that some countries have achieved it well ahead of the target and some countries have lagged behind, and so on and so forth. So I think there is no measure of what ambition is, but I think the reality as we stand today, there's so much to lose and there's a lot to gain. Yes. By working together to improve on our chances to end poverty forever, to achieve universality of education, to achieve gender equality, to fight disease, and to create a global partnership for development and sustainable environment.